This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The United States military is ramping up its arsenal in the Middle East to counter a potential attack from Iran. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Commanders requested all of this extra power after intelligence picked up potential Iranian threats on land and sea against American forces in the region.
It's important that Iran understand that an attack on Americans or its interests will be met with an appropriate response.
The threats included commercial vessels that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps had loaded with military hardware to include missiles. According to a senior military official, all service members assigned in Iraq and Syria are now on high alert. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Officials say the United States does not want war, but it will protect American forces. Wednesday, the United States ordered its non-emergency employees to leave Iraq due to the potential threats against American forces from Iran. Germany and the Netherlands have now said they are suspending military training operations in Iraq, although Berlin said it had no signals of its own that a threat against Western interests in Iraq was imminent. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying trade talks with China have collapsed. Tuesday, he characterized what many are calling a trade war between the world's two largest economies as a little squabble. Trump defended the tariffs he imposed last week on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. The stock market plunged 2.4% Monday after China countered Trump's levies. China announcing June 1st tariff increases on $60 billion worth of U.S. exports. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said nearly 2 hours of meetings Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about nearly every issue facing our two countries were productive. But differences emerged during the press conference that followed.
We have disagreement. I urge my Russian colleagues to support the Venezuelan people as they return democracy to their country. The United States and more than 50 other nations agree that the time has come for Nicolas Maduro to go.
The United States and those 50 other countries have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim leader. The UN envoy for Yemen said Wednesday that Houthi rebels have moved their military forces away from the critical Red Sea port of Hodeida. This is seen as a positive first step toward easing hostilities in the country's 4-year-long civil war. The redeployment had been repeatedly delayed, but the first phase was finally carried out between Saturday and Tuesday. The Taliban captured a district center Wednesday in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 13 government soldiers. The fighting comes as Russia asserted the Taliban is getting stronger and called for increased efforts to reach a negotiated settlement to end this 17-year war. Sudan's protest leaders and the Transitional Military Council have agreed on the main structure of a transitional government. This is a significant step forward in the weeks-long standoff between the two sides. Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
The Opposition Declaration of Freedom and Change Forces, DFCF, and Transitional Military Council made the announcement late Tuesday. The two sides split the difference on a timeline for Sudan's elections, between the opposition's demand for a 4-year transition and the military's wanting 2 years. The power-sharing agreement includes three councils to run the government, sovereign, ministers, and legislative. The DFCF would have 2/3 of the seats in the 300-seat parliament. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
There's no agreement yet on which side, civilians or military, will have a majority ruling in the Sovereign Council until elections in 2022. A team of federal accident investigators were expected to arrive in the northwestern U.S. state of Alaska Tuesday to try to piece together what caused a deadly mid-air collision between two sightseeing planes. The Coast Guard says 4 people were killed after the 4 planes, float planes rather, carrying tourists collided Monday near the Alaska town of Ketchikan. 2 others remain missing. NTSB member Jennifer Homendy says a quick determination about why the tour planes collided is unlikely. The passengers were from the cruise ship Royal Princess. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.